Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Friday. And I'm pretty pleased about it. I'm not going to lie to you. Corey's back.
Yup!
Creasel's back, and he's here the entire show.
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your... Yeah. I've just been handed an urgent horrifying news story.
Oh, no. What?
We're adding Creasel to initials, so we're going to have
hockey,
if you can say the whole show. Hockey, AJ, Sauce. Dov Lambert makes his debut.
I'm going to kiss him right on the mouth.
You can do that. And then, little known fact about Mr. Creasel.
He's blind.
But he is sixth all-time in initials points.
Is that right?
Wow.
Sixth. John, any idea how many points you have in your career?
Ballpark. 12.
Pretty good guess. You have 11.
Not bad.
Just 102 behind Ben Lieber for fifth.
I think
You'll get there.
I think I've played four times.
Something like that.
That's pretty good average.
It's not too bad.
So, is Perry coming back?
No.
What happened?
You mean ever?
Yeah.
I hope never. So. He's never coming back.
Nope.
Is he dead?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Yeah. He just likes it better.
He likes the island.
Yeah. He looked great on TV.
He's a handsome man.
He is. Sure.
He's pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. So a year ago, we let the Rubes vote, and we were looking for a new opening song to the Power Trip Morning Show. We didn't know if the Rubes wanted it to be like a sarcastic bit or an actual like just shredder to open the show. We didn't know.
Right.
And last year, they voted Bye Bye a Little Sebastian, which was a song from Parks and Recreation, which is brilliant. Composed by Andy Dwyer, a.k.a. Chris Pratt.
It's really good.
And it was a song about a miniature horse who passed away that the town loved.
Gross.
And we played it for a year straight.
And it's been great.
And if you watch Parks and Rec, it's even better because how much that town loves that stupid horse is just hilarious.
That's a great TV show.
But it's a year. It's a year, and it's time to move on. So each of us have 8 songs that we would like to nominate to be the Power Trip opening song for 2018. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I toned down the bit factor because it wore on us a little bit, but one of my 8 is still a bit.
One of my 8's a bit.
That's okay, and maybe the Rubes say that's what they want again. We'll find out. But a lot of mine are just ones that I think shred.
Yeah.
Start to show off on the right note, you know?
Yeah.
Who would like us up in the morning?
Corey, you should go
first. By the way, the way we're doing this...
You're back.
The way we're doing this is we're going to have each of the 4 of us have a bracket of 8. So we'll each have a representative...
A region.
Sure. Yes. Each of us will have a representative in the final 4, and then the Rubes will determine which of the 4 songs they like the best. Songs,
we call that the AJ rule, because I was out by the first round
last
year.
That is true.
So this guarantees me a spot in the final 4.
Well, you picked them like as we were going.
No, I didn't.
You
okay, 5 minutes before?
Did,
but no, I didn't do that.
But also, you really...
I came very prepared. They were prepared with Mambo Number 5 and stuff like that.
The Jam soundtrack.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think was a terrible pick.
Well, Hockey, you're going to love all my songs.
Well, I love the way you look naked.
Yeah. So it doesn't really matter what order we pick them because all of our songs will square off against all of our own songs. So it doesn't really matter if it's 1 through 8 because I'm squaring off against myself until the final 4. Make sense?
I like squaring off against myself.
You normally win.
Yeah, well.
You going to do that tonight?
So I have 8 songs.
Probably.
You guys ready? Here we go.
Here's
number 1. Little song called Born of a Broken Man by Rage Against the Machine.
Trying to think how I'm going to feel if I wake up to this every morning.
I think this is a good start.
Okay.
I think you're on the right track.
Right. My eyes are opening slowly.
That's pretty good, Corey.
Wake us up, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show, you sons of bitches.
Who's on the mound today?
Francisco Liriano. Look it up on your phone.
What else you got?
Friends.
Number 2 is a song that I legitimately think should open the show because when I used to do fill-ins way back in the day, like 10 years ago, this is a song I used to open to. Like when I did solo fill-ins for whatever, Common or whatever, I would open with this, which is the Night Fox theme from Ocean's 12.
I do remember that, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like this, but increase your thoughts.
This reminds me when I worked in the ink factory and I would be listening to the station all the time.
No kidding.
Yep.
Is that right?
Great story.
No, it is. It's a good story.
I don't think this will get the chili hot in the morning, though.
You need some... Yeah. Well, we'll let the Rubes decide, won't we?
My chili's...
You can vote if you want.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you got to vote.
Number three, a song called Midnight City by M83.
This song bangs.
Yes,
this is a great song.
This would get us all jacked.
And love incorrect. Using this song for like videos.
I love all these songs
so far. Does this song bang really?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Corey, your phone's ringing.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show.
Yeah, that's
how talk about sports.
What if we do it the other way around? Yeah, I'll do it again. Watch. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show, you dumb sons of bitches. See, isn't that fun?
Who's on the mound?
Who cares?
Okay, now I feel it.
Yeah.
Number four.
I hate when they say that.
Out of the Black by Royal Blood.
Yeah. This song clips, as the kids say.
I don't think the kids say that.
Well, they're gonna.
Has David said it yet?
No, he will.
Friso, your thoughts?
Mm. Good, yeah.
Mm.
I like. Just can't have anything too slow in the morning.
This one takes like a minute to build, but that's all right. We got 3.5 hours. It's called Immunize by a band called Pendulum.
I love Pendulum.
Pendulum Shred.
What was the one? You used to play Pendulum all the time, but it was edited to like the middle of the song.
Either that? Witchcraft or Propane Nightmares, we used to play a
witchcraft,
lot.
Witchcraft, yeah.
Are they not a thing anymore?
No, they're back together.
Oh.
Sassy.
This sounds,
I like it.
This sounds like a montage on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a... Well,
we're almost to the part that I really like, so let's see if you guys like this at all.
Will you edit it to that part?
No, I like the build.
I edited mine.
I like the build.
It's pretty good. What's he yelling about?
I don't know. He says, we go forth and multiply, and I always just assume he's referencing the Gremlins.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Great point.
Like, if you were the leader of the Gremlins, you would say, we go forth and multiply, like you're going to war. So that's Pendulum.
I was thinking The Tempest.
Oh, my God. The Tempest is one of the greatest songs of all time.
That's the one you used to always play.
That's the top five.
Tempest is this bit.
I might... Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee
I might change my list right
now. This is Pendulum?
I forgot about this one.
I'm telling you, Pendulum is gigantic in Europe, and nobody cares about him here.
Well, and we
like the Metro.
Amazing.
Was that the band you saw, and there were like 50 people, and the bassist was the merch guy?
No, that was 311.
No, that's Fair to Midland.
That was 311.
No,
that last
Pendulum.
Song you just played would be a great open for the show.
Tempest would be a great one. Maybe I should have picked that. Too.
It's also a great video game.
Good point.
Stand-up arcade video game version of Tempest?
What?
The only time I've seen Pendulum live was when they opened for Linkin Park at XL Energy. And I was one of the 30 people at XL that seemed to be more excited about Pendulum than Linkin Park. Because nobody knew who they were.
Do you know what a Tempest is?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
It's a Ford back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's a band that doesn't exist anymore. One of my all-time favorite bands, a band called Fair to Midland and Whiskey and Ritalin.
Well, that sounds like a good night.
That's a terrible combination. That's going to fight. Somebody's going to fight.
Check this out. Would that wake you up? I think it would wake you up a little bit.
That one's pretty sweet, too. I don't remember ever hearing this song.
I've never played it. I've never loaded it in.
The next song is Vodka and Viagra.
Yeah. Creasel's autobiography.
Then after that, Viagra and more Viagra because it didn't work the first time.
Yep.
One of my favorite albums of all time as well.
From the album.
Alvin.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. From the album Pounding in Nails.
Yes.
In My Sleep.
Yeah.
All right, I got two left.
The Chris Hockey story.
This one's twofold. Dang. Number one, I think it would be a good start because it's got high energy. But it's also a song that Dan Barrero hates. Skrillex and Bangarang.
Yeah.
This is my vote so far.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
You'll change when
Get
I play
naked.
My first song.
Really?
Yeah.
Salsa on my balls away.
Salsa on my balls away.
Salsa on my balls away. This song wails.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good one. I can definitely hear this.
Didn't
like V-Rod and Ellie, weren't they going to go to this? And they're like, it's free. We're like,
I think
it's
they, not did.
Free.
They did go. Yeah,
I think
they
it
did.
Was free. I was 100% wrong. Yeah. I'm like, you're getting scammed.
Yeah. That was in Vegas.
Where Somebody's is my glow you. Stick?
Right.
That's you should be able to see inside my mouth right now.
Out of my first seven, quickly, does anybody have a leader in the clubhouse?
That one for sure.
Yeah, I think the first one, the Born of a Broken Man.
Oh, Born of a Broken Man by Rage.
I've forgotten the last half
Bangarang?
Of them.
Bangarang. I think wish I had thought of that.
I only took one sarcastic one, and it's this one. And it was kind of a Twitter suggestion, but somebody was suggesting a different song from this film, and it reminded me that this song existed. Here's number eight.
Are you kidding me? Oh, okay. No. Okay.
Is this
right.
from?
No, this is Revenge of the Nerds.
It's the Nerds talent show song.
Dude, this is brilliant.
This is going to win.
This is going to win.
Yeah.
This is going to win, and I'm in favor of it.
Yeah, this definitely works.
I think
it's Booger Presley on the lead guitar.
And a rap by little old me, Lamar.
Don't play mine.
Why?
Because you've given up already?
Yeah.
You just quit.
I won with Revenge of the Nerds.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Wow.
Here comes Booger Presley on the guitar.
I don't know.
What?
It has the bit factor, but... I didn't think Little Sebastian fit either, but...
I didn't either, and now...
played it for a year.
And now that is the start of the show. Like, when I think of the start of the show, I think of Bye Bye Little Sebastian.
Yeah, I know.
So. All right, so that's a damn good list.
That's a damn fine list
Thank
you put
you.
Together.
All right,
Thank
I can you. Fly through mine quick, because I don't need any much explanation if you want to get that in before the break.
Hold on one second. I'm going there. I'm going to this. Okay, go.
All right, I'm going to start with a song called 1901 by Phoenix.
Anybody?
Oh, I know this song.
This one, yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you who it is, but I've heard it a million times.
It's definitely waking me up in the morning.
It'll kick in a second here. And then my second song always makes me think of Chris Hockey walking down the street.
Oh, the thong song?
The Saturday Night Fever kind of walk. It's called The Man by The Killers. And I literally want to make a music video of him just walking down the street shooting finger pistols at everybody to this song. I'm going to kick in a second.
I like this song. I've never heard this song, and I'm a Killers guy.
You've never heard this song?
I love this song.
It sounds like a Brazzers background.
I think it's relatively new.
Yeah. It probably is.
Brazzers Wales, right?
It does. Like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always so clear, too. I appreciate
what'd
that.
What'd you say? What a cool 80s vibe. I like this.
Yeah, it's sweet. And then, obviously, I got my Switch foot in there. Meant to Live.
Great song.
Yeah. We played this one once in a while when I win the initials.
Which we'll hear today.
Yeah, but I switched my initials song, so we won't hear this one. But,
yeah, you did.
And then I'm going to go to Weezer, Back to the Shack. Not many of their songs have an opening Power Trip show kind of vibe. I think this one could work, potentially.
It definitely does. Agreed. It's a great song.
I like this song, and then The White Stripes. Icky Thumb.
Mm.
Yeah.
Out of your
I've heard this song forever.
So far.
Yeah, these are good.
Like this one. There's not one that I wouldn't think would work for the opening.
See, that's
right
the
now.
Best about this. There's going to be 32 songs that are going to be great. And I think this next one might be the dark horse for the entire tournament, Chris.
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty good.
Did you pick this last year?
Yeah, he
picked it. Did I?
I think it lost in the first round.
Somebody picked this last year, I think.
Rosie.
I love this song.
Yeah, this wins.
And there's a little bit factor to it.
This is a good start.
I'll never understand why he says you put the poo-poo into my eyes.
That's not what he said.
That's
I just don't know.
And I think this next one, I think Corey's familiar with this one, Flyleaf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fully Live. You guys used to play this a while back.
Terrific song.
Yeah.
This gal's got a sweet voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AJ, you were like this. The band that I played, one of my favorite bands of all time, Fair to Midland. The time that I saw the bass player running the merch table because they were a baby band financially failing, even though they have two of the greatest albums of all time. My wife and I, because she loves Fair to Midland as well, and she loved Flyleaf, we drove to Sioux Falls to see Fair to Midland open up for Flyleaf.
Oh,
so we
no
saw
way.
Them together.
Wow.
And not only was Flyleaf great, but that was the show that bass player was running the merch table, and they also didn't have a guy changed the lights for Fair to Midland the entire show. So yeah. after the final song, the bass player basically was like, "Hey, a-holes, thanks for not even like thanks for mailing it in."
Wow.
So like in between songs, the lights stayed on. There was no light changes. They just basically sat up there like they were a turtle in a heat like under a heat lamp.
Wow.
And they're like, "Thanks a lot, Sioux Falls, you a-holes." I mean, they were so pissed. And I'm like, "God dang it, I drove 5 hours to watch my band just get screwed." But then Flyleaf was after them, and they were great.
And the lights came up and down.
Yeah, and this song is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is a good song.
And then my final song is my current initial song, Great Night, by Need to Breathe. This is one of our my wife and I's all-time favorite bands. So that's my eight.
That's a good list. I can hear all of those being openers.
This is a fun bit.
Solid. I like it, too.
All right, let's see what Sauce and Hawk have to say when we get back. They have eight apiece. We'll bracket it out. AJ, when's the bracket going to be up today? Sometime.
I'm going to get it up today, yep.
All right, so sometime today on KFAN.com.
And we're going to announce it on Friday, next week, right?
Yes. Just plan to the winning get song? Through the bracket by next Friday, and we'll have a winner before 2018 hits. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Everybody, 6:20. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just waking up, if you're just tuning in, if you're just stepping in the shower and or stepping out of the shower, well, first of all, make sure you wash your dirty bits. And second of all, thanks for tuning in. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All of that.
Can I get deep for 30 seconds, button bar? Can I get deep for 30 seconds before we get back to the list? Creasel and I were just having a conversation about Fair to Midland, a band that I love and nobody else seems to care about. And, Chris, I don't mean this as a shot at you, but think about this, right? One of my all-time favorite bands was a band that was on tour and didn't even have someone to run their merch table. You have people to run your merch.
I know, dude.
And all I'm saying is that's not a shot at you. I'm just saying
think of the
brilliance that's out there that just can't be found or doesn't ever hit the mainstream because something goes wrong or the wrong people don't hear this or whatever. It's the butterfly effect of everything that has to happen for you to go mainstream. For whatever reason, they never did.
Well, and we say this all the time. It's one of the mantras of our band. When we go out and obviously in this region, because of this radio show and because we put the time in, we're a pretty big deal when we play in this region, right? And I say to the guys, and they always agree with me, when we're about to play a sold-out show in Fargo, I say, guys, listen, our dreams didn't quite come true, but if they had, there's a very good chance we'd gotten a record deal and be playing in Alabama tonight for 20 people. Instead, we're in Fargo, North Dakota, playing for 600 people tonight.
Right.
You know, so good with the bad, man. This is going
to
be great.
It's a great way to look at it.
We always try to keep that in mind, and it is true, dude. There's brilliance out there that is undiscovered.
I will always be upset that band was two albums and done.
I have a similar story. My cousin, Gar, he has a band called Gar and the Guitar Lars. He's Gar and then the guitar is the Guitar Lars. I'm dead serious.
He does
It's just
not.
Him and his guitar.
There's
he
no
never
way.
Made it. I'm dead serious.
Gar and the Guitar Lars?
That's his band.
And it's just him. And
I'm
you're,
dead serious.
And you
yeah.
don't know why he didn't
he
make it.
He plays Hey Ya by Outkast cover, Tears in Heaven, and then he has another song. But he never made it. It's a sad story. He didn't have a merch guy either. Marlar did it for a while.
Guitar Lars.
Yeah, it's Garlar and the Guitar Lars. I'm not kidding.
And then I believe the merch table is called Marlar and the Merch.
Marlar and the Merchlar.
Right. That's almost a bit. All right. Who wants to go next?
Parking lot. Let's go with Saucy next.
Saucy next. Okay. Go.
See if he can recover
from
what he just did.
You have his songs, correct?
Let's go.
Hawk, you have his?
Hawk's got it. Oh, yeah, I got him. I'm all good, baby.
So my list is a collection of all kinds of different songs, some bits, and then just some songs I just like. So it's, you know, vote for what you want. I think Corey or Hockey or AJ are going to win, but here goes. My first song would be What's the Frequency, Kenneth, by R.E.M. Frequency, radio.
Oh, yes.
I think it's a great song.
I would pole vault into the shower every morning.
Wow.
What? What's the frequency, Kenneth? And this song wails.
Oh, yeah.
The only problem with this is we're going to say, well, the frequency is 100.3.
Yeah.
And
which
you
is only
that.
A
that's not a problem.
But that's only applicable in the Twin Cities.
That's fine.
We can't go through all of the frequencies. We don't have time. We have too many affiliates.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
I think it's also the frequency in... When did the city is a word? They put us on a 100.3. Is it Fargo? They put us on FM and 100.3 there?
I don't know, but if we're wrong, then Fargo is tweeting at us as we speak.
We were just in Fargo. It was like 103.7.
I don't know. Oh, well, I
slept
once.
My second song is an ode to a guy we lost, and it's Tom Petty, Learning to Fly. I think this is one of the greatest intros to any song.
This is a good feeler.
Yeah.
This feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good.
It's
simple.
Good.
It's an easy thing.
Well, hang on, though. Creasel, would you pole vault into the shower in the morning listening to Tom Petty?
I would not. I like Tom Petty, but there's a difference.
Let's use your pole vaulting as a litmus test.
Yeah, okay. This song is also Corey's ringtone, and it's I Swear by All for One.
Dear God. Why
please
did you
tell
do
me,
this?
Please tell
this
me this is your bit.
Yeah.
Why?
This could win.
This could win.
I don't want this to do it. No. Oh, why did you do this?
Yep. Right.
Now, see, here's the thing about this song, though.
You're
most of the listeners hate it, so they won't. Even if they want a bit to win, it wouldn't be this one because they don't want to hear this 300 times either.
No one wanted to see Bye Bye Little Sebastian 300.
Everybody did.
You don't have to see it at all. It's the radio. Are you so happy I'm back?
Kind of, but I made a lot of mistakes. And Hockey's like,
did.
Hockey's like, you're right. You're right. He's so nice that he isn't like, you're dumb.
FM 100.3 KWOA, the fan in Worthington.
Worthington,
there we go.
I can't believe I didn't remember that.
Way
Chad Cummings is screaming at the radio right now.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Chad.
Come get it.
Man. Ooh. I'll see you on the 20th.
What's next?
What the hell was that?
I'm playing to the masses with this one. I think this one also has an outside shot to win simply because of my man Nick Swartzen. It's With Arms Wide Open by Creed. And we'll obviously get rid of the heartbeat because.
Sure, bro.
You said you edited yours.
Only one of them.
Yeah, you did say that.
Only one of them.
I'd possibly put in like two weeks.
Because we all want to hear Switchfoot.
If this song wins, I think I might quit, which means if
I win. Because
people would want me out.
No.
I would rather listen to All for One, I Swear, for
we
a year.
We depressed going into every opening show.
Yeah, this song is a depressing Hogs of Your Thoughts.
Of course it is. Listen to it.
No, he's helping people.
This was the start of the end of his life, I think.
And he's still alive.
Forget pole vaulting. Priestel doesn't have even a javelin to throw right now. He's got nothing.
No.
It looks like a shot put.
Yeah. Oh.
Broken Nerf dart.
Yeah, he's like an earthworm trying to crawl back into the wet water.
In my wheelchair, just
wet
sad. No legs on.
Water's too wet today.
A single tear.
My fifth song is Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
Here we go.
This song, Wales.
Why are you... you didn't put any thought into this
yes,
at all.
Yes, I did.
You did it.
Well, let's hear some Warrant and some Winner.
Good idea.
He was actually he was the first one to send me a list. He put thought into it.
I did.
Yeah.
Just because he was first doesn't mean you put thought into it.
I put thought into it.
Quick impulse. Keep going.
The next one, this Do I Want to Know by Churches.
Great song.
Yes.
Might be too slow for an open, but I love this song.
And I think I finished pretty good with my last two. Till I Collapse by Eminem.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
Oh, yeah. This would work.
Yep.
It's like a basketball entrance thing right here.
And then finally, because I'm playing to all the people who love the movie The Big Lebowski, Hotel California by the Gypsy Kings.
This works.
Or when the Jesus shows up in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great scene.
Right.
Never bleep with the Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a pederast.
Oh, so good.
It's a pederast, dude.
We'll see you next Wednesday. So good.
All right, you finished strong.
I've never finished strong.
Hawk.
I was done right after What's the Frequency, Kenneth.
Oh.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Creasel, get your pole vault back out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
When I was thinking through my list, I was thinking of exactly like you were talking about, Chris. I want to see you pole vault.
Come over
later.
So
I thought of songs, yeah, I will, that really legitimately are going to put me in the right spot in the morning. And I've been basically
campaigning,
lobbying for this one because I just freaking love Happy Song by Bring Me the Horizon. That feels like a good morning to me right there.
Not I Swear?
No. I Swear. What am I, a tall girl from Wisconsin? Up next. Okay. And again, this is all about the feel of the song. Only the Young by Journey. This feels like a run in the morning. Like, let's get this day started. Let's do this. Let's make it a great day. And Steve Perry.
Journey.
How can you not?
Oh, yeah. Journey Wales.
Yeah, Wailer.
Yeah.
It's a Wailer. And then I thought, what else would rock me right out of my bed in the morning? Here comes the boom. Fusha! And then I thought, I haven't sang myself yet.
What?
Where's Matt Kirkwall at when I need him? They only used this for one season with the Twins.
Which is a shame.
I can't believe it.
Just a shame.
This is There's Only One Winner, written by Matt Kirkwall, performed by some chubby white dude.
The finish line is waiting. Fate is on your side.
You picked yourself?
I did.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, but didn't you go on tour temporarily with All for One?
Yeah. That's where we met.
It's the first time we...
So you go to yourself, too.
Yeah, I'm the guy that says, I swear. This song wails.
And I want to see a Lawyer Lambert pole vault into the shower. So I want to...
Well, just go to your house.
Yep, that's where the towel just flies out.
That's right, towel.
Towel?
He only needs that...
Careful.
Okay.
Careful. He represents half the show.
The maximum level of grossness.
Yeah, even I gross myself out. Then I thought, what's a song that really, really hits home for me? For all the people who work a 40-hour week for a living.
Oh, yes! This is winning. I'm voting for this.
There are people in this country. Work hard every day.
Yes. Damn right. Damn right.
The affiliates will love it.
Damn right they will.
I love it.
Everybody who's driving
this
to work.
This gets my parts moving.
Dang right, I can tell.
That's my hand.
Yeah, this definitely fits our identity.
It do.
It seems like us.
It do. Here we go.
Hello, Detroit.
Let me thank you for your time.
Plus, I just want to hear hogs.
40-hour week for living. Send it on down the line. Yes.
Banger.
Yes.
I thought when you said that, I thought it was going to be Eric Church drinking my hand.
No, that's a good one, too.
Get a cup.
That's a lit-ass song.
Then I thought to myself, what else would get me rolling in the morning? Marilyn Manson. He scares me, and he makes me want to rock.
It's the guy from Wonder Years?
The fight song, which is, you know, somebody's trying to take his women.
Well played.
Mm-hmm. Then I thought, what theme song would wake me up in the morning?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
Axel F.
I'm all in on this.
Right? Yeah,
this is my choice out of yours.
Yeah,
right?
This is mine as well.
I can wake up to Axel Foley.
Every day.
This is my choice for the whole thing.
This might be my choice for the whole thing.
Yeah, this is perfect.
I can just feel this.
Well, you all get a vote. And you're
I'm definitely... When it's Chris Hockey's region day, I'm voting for this. All after that... Once we get to the NFC Championship game, you're on your own.
Right. And then I thought, what would make me want to take off all my clothing, except for maybe a loincloth?
Well, then you're going to play the Axel Foley song.
How many songs did you pick?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And this would be 9.
I think this would be 9.
No, this would be 8, baby. I got 40-hour week.
Oh, you skipped one.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Sorry, okay. I'm going in the order that you gave me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
I saved this one for last because I feel like this might win.
Okay.
I want you to picture John Kreisel. Nothing but a loincloth.
Yes.
Barely covering.
Got it.
Okay? And he's tan because he's been in Vegas eight times.
Yeah, way ahead of you.
He's greased up like he fell in Nevada, Crisco.
That's assumed.
Okay?
Yeah, that's this morning.
And he's holding an enormous saxophone.
Oh, hell yeah. This is sexual.
Yeah. If you're into 80s sax solos.
Who's not?
I'm into safe sax.
Your mom?
Gordy loves this song.
See, this has like the visual bit along with it too, with the sexy sax.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's where I came from.
You did some good ones.
So, all right, so not only do we have to open every show of the year with this, of course, whatever wins, but any specialty shows, we'd also have to open with this as well, right? So think about this for a second. Think next state fair. Friday night.
Yeah.
Place is packed.
Yeah.
Duh. It's a power trip.
Yeah.
No. It's completely just lit.
Yeah, yep. It's lit.
And we crank those KFAN studio speakers as loud as they go so everybody in the grandstand can hear, everybody at the dairy farm can hear, and it just goes...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. As like our
right.
bat signal.
Right. I'm so glad like, you guys like here. It.
Yeah, this
like
is
like the
great.
Power trip is in the house.
I'm so
I think
proud.
Axel Foley. Let's just declare this the winner.
Should we just scrap this whole bit yeah. and give it to this?
I'm so yeah. proud. I have like a way too much pride in the fact that you guys like this idea. I don't know why I'm so proud.
I love
I'm pissed. I didn't think.
No, I'm serious. Don't make AJ do all the work. Let's just do this.
Well, let's let the LaRubes decide.
I'm surprised yeah, nobody picked LaRubes. Emmanuel.
The LaRubes?
No, the LaRubes oh, from yeah. France.
Emmanuel. Why?
LaRubes.
We should have played Emmanuel.
Hell
great.
Yes.
All right, we'll bracket that thing up and you guys can decide. And if you guys think Axel Foley and Axel F is the same thing, if it's the your choice as it is ours, that's fine too. If not, then we'll go a different direction. It's up to you guys. Bradshaw and Bryant bring you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. When we come back, wild news and then the final fantasy, or final Charchian, what do we call it again?
Fantasy
Charge Challenge. There we go.
You all right, baby?
I'm like, what are we
How
going
long
back on again? 4 days. Forgot the name of the bit. I'm too busy winning it to remember the name of it. That's right after this on The Fan. The Fan.